Parshas Beshalach, this beautiful parasha we call is Shabbos Shira. And here we have Klal Yisrael experiences a phenomenal nace. Everything looked between literally the devil and the deep blue sea. And they say Shira. And they say Shira. And not only that, the women have their own particular fountain saying Shira, Atanahem, Miriam, a beautiful parasha. To an extent that they said Shira, the clarity of realization of where they were and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, Chazal bring down that when they said in Shira, Zeh Keli Vanveyu, Zeh is always pointing. That the Zoy Satoyeri, point with their hand, Zeh Keli Vanveyu means that they actually could see, as it were, Kaviyochel, the Rebbeinu Shel Shechina. And the Chazal bring down that Ra Shifcha Layam, Ma Shri Ra Cheskel Ben Buzi, that a Shifcha, a regular lowly Shifcha, saw on the Yamsuf what tremendous Nevi'im who saw Maisim and Kovah did not see. That was an incredibly high position of greatness. Even Uba B'meya Imoi, that children within with the womb of the mother pointed and said, this is Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You didn't hear the Klal Yisrael that we saw enormous revelations of Kedusha and Tahara and Nevuah that was unprecedented in history before and since. And the parasha carries on, and the parasha says in Perek Tesvov, next parasha begins, Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael miyamsuf, Moshe Rabbeinu moves them over, forces them to move away. Vayetsa midbashur, they go to midbashur, Vayelchu shloishes yomim bamidbar v'lemotzumayim, went 3 days in a midbar and they didn't find water. Vayavoyim Moirosa, they came to a place called Moirosa, Vayochlu lishtois mai mimora, they couldn't drink the water from Morakim Morimheim, because it was bitter. Arkane Kor Shmo Mora, they called it Mora.
But they went 3 days, they stayed without water. That's another miracle.
They had water. So Chazal say they had plenty of water. They had plenty of water. When they saw water there, then they wanted to drink more water. But the Chazal bring down, they all had water still in their containers. Yeah, that's it. And the Om complained against Moshe Rabbeinu, what should we drink? Vayitzak el Hashem, and he cried to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vayirei Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu showed him a dock leaf, a tree that was right there. Vayashech el Hamayim, he threw into the water. Vayimtuko Hamayim, Shom Som Lechok HaMishpot, there they put down Lechok HaMishpot V'Shom Nesod. There, they put down new halachas, and he travelled on from there. Let's get this understanding over here. Over here, we don't see that Klal Yisrael got punished for what they were doing. We don't see they got punished. This is not one of the terrible things that got punished. It wasn't as if later on they'd complain about the Slav and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them. Yeah? But it did come as a surprise to us that after 3 days, it took them 3 days to lose those levels of Amun and Betoch and Rebbeinu Shel Olam, saying, Zeh, Keli Van Veya, pointing to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and already saying to and they can't drink Morim Hay, and they complain to Moshe, what should we drink? Yeah? My complaint to Moshe, speak to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But Nisakal Hashem, cry to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And then he had the idea over here that Kodesh Baruch Hu shows them an eitz, shows them a eitz. Now the Chazal bring down that this eitz was actually a very bitter eitz. And Moshe Rabbeinu threw this bitter eitz into this bitter water and it turned sweet. What is this game over here? After 3 days they start complaining. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take a bitter herb and put it into the water and it turns from a bitter water to sweet water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, is mema'it benissim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu minimizes miracles. If that's the case, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him to put a bitter herb into bitter water? Put sweet herb into the sweet water. And what is this whole idea? HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't prepare the water beforehand. Brought them to this in the Nesoyin. Give them water, prepare them for the water. And you see the next parasha, they came to Limor, there's 12 Ein Yismayim, and 70, everything's prepared beautifully for them. Why over here did they fall? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu not prepare it for them? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu make a bitter herb, make the water sweet? What was over here that Kodesh Baruch Hu taught them? Shom, Som, Leichok, Mishwa, Kodesh Baruch Hu taught them Dinim. What Dinim were there? Interesting. Chazal bring down, as Machlekes and different Girsois, how I read it. But according to the majority opinion, three things. He taught them Dinim, Halachas of Ben Adam Lechaveroi, Shabbos, and Por Aduma. Now, the Achreinim ask, why Por Aduma? Por Aduma only was applicable to them in the second year. The Gemara brings down in Gittin that the second year Por Aduma actually was practical. He needed a Kohen Gadol, he needed the Mishkan. So why do we start talking about Por Aduma here in Moro? And they got this bad drinking experience and start teaching them halachas. What's the deal behind that? What's going on over here? So there's one theme that's going through that answers everything, and that is Vayasa Moshe Es Yisrael. Moshe moved them off. Now, why did Moshe Rabbeinu move them off Bar Korcho? Rashi says he sion Bar Korcho. Yeah, he moved them off Bar Korcho. So Kapshuto Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu had to move them away. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim with incredible wealth. Every person in Mitzrayim left with 10 donkeys laden with wealth. But there was nothing compared to what they had at the Yam Suf, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to move them on. Enough, so. A person that is never satisfied by the amount of Ruch Gashmias he has. Yeshu Mona, Rotsu Messiah. Yeah? He has 100, he wants 200, that's the way it goes. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to move them off. That is a pshutoy. The Zohar Kodesh brings down though, Vayasa Moshe, Esa'om, the Bizo, in other words, what they got from the Yamsuf was not a Gashmias Bizo. It was not a physical wealth. It was a spiritual wealth. Rabbeinu Shalom gave them an incredible wealth. At the Yam Suf, that was a gift to them. That a person who was not on the level of receiving Nevuah can point to Rabbeinu Shloilam and say, Zeh Kelev Anveyu, had that clarity of mind to turn the physical, and with his lowly level of physicality, to appreciate and see spirituality with his own eyes. That was something that was a total gift. That was a bizarre. That was a incredible momentary realization of Kedusha that they weren't worthy to have. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them that for a reason, to once in the history of Israel, to see him in that light. And they did not want to leave. They did not want to leave. If we can see Rabbeinu Shlomo without any effort whatsoever, if we can appreciate the levels of coming close to Kodesh Baruch without working for it, we don't want to leave. We're quite happy where we are. Why do you have to break ahead over Ketzos to find a Geshmak? Why do you have to learn through Shas? Why do you have to do so many different things? Let's just stand by the Yam Suf and enjoy this gift of spirituality. Vayasa Moshe Esa'om. Moshe Rabbeinu moved up the Klal Yisrael. He moved them on Bar Korcho. He said, Rabbi Isai, you're making a mistake. This is not Ratzon Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want you to live in this world of spirituality that was not worked on. Why not? What's wrong with it? So the Ramban says in different places, listen to this. The Ramban says, it's based on the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Im te'iru v'im te'iru es ava asher techbots. Im te'iru v'im te'iru es ava asher techbots. If a person awakens his love asher techbots until he desires it. So the Ramban says no, and it's safe from the Betachim, it says like this. Im te'iru es ava asher techbots means ad shetase chifetz. If you're inspired by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you have a wonderful drosha, and you're inspired, wow, this is amazing, you have nothing from that drosha ad shetechpots, until you make it into a chefetz, until you make it practical, until you actually utilize what you've learned and to make a change in my life right now, and then I move on. But to be in this razzle-dazzle stage of spirituality and living, whoa, right up there in the clouds and Zeke Levan Veyu is nothing. You're going to lose it all. Ad Shetechos, make it to a Chefetz. The same Ramban says, if you remember, in Igeres Ramban, he says, Ukasha Toku Min HaSefer, when you get up from learning a Sefer, Chapeis Ba'asheh Lomdom, look into that sefer. Im yesh bo dovosh tuchel lekaimoy. Look in that sefer if I can actually take something practical from this and make it mine.
That's Ramban also.
The Ramban says that on the Igeres Ramban. Yeah? Look into the sefer, make it practical. Asher techpots means until it becomes a chepetz, until it becomes something real. So Moshe Rabbeinu moved them off from this tremendously high level of ruchnius. Zeh Kelev Anveyu, Roshiv Chalayom, wonderful things. But he moved them on and he said to them, Rabbi Isai, you're wasting your time. If you stay here, unless you make it practical, you're wasting your time. And what happened? They didn't make it practical. They didn't make it a part of them. And what happened? They went out and they left Vayasa Moshe Sa'om, and they went for 3 days. Vayavoyu Marosa Vlayochlu Lishtois Maim Memora Kimorim Haim. Says Chazal, Dorsha Chazal, who's Maim, what Maim are we referring to over here? A Maim and a Torah. A Maim and a Torah. Which means they went after 3 days from being on that level, but they did not make it practical, did not make it real, and they left for 3 days. And the water, i.e. the Ruchnius Torah, was Mora, was bitter. It was bitter. They completely burnt out. They did not want to hear anything else anymore. Finish. That's it. I'm not interested. You know, unfortunately, this is burnout. This is burnout. A person can have an incredible Shabbos, incredible Yom Kippur. Hashem hu alekim. Hashem hu alekim. Yimamish, you feel, oh, your shoulder maybe got some wings growing out there. Yimamish, unbelievable madregas. And then, you know, you're a bit tired and you come home and you're trying to do the sukkah and you start yelling at the kids because you haven't put the ladder straight and the shutim are not straight. And you lose everything so quickly. Because until it's Asher Techpots, you make a real practical change. Not only do you lose what you have on that spiritual level, you lose even more than you originally had. You don't only lose that original stage and you are back to where you were at square one. You lose even more than that. Then the Siva Shalom brings down that he says, Reb Mendel Premishlam brings down a beautiful vod. He says like this. The Gemara says in Brachos, Imre Isa Talmud Chochem Sha'ova Aveira. If you see a Talmud Chochem doing an Aveira, Al Tahara Achrov. Don't be Mahar here. Don't question how I can do such a thing. Shema also Tshuva, perhaps he's done Tshuva. So Reb Mendel Premishlam, the Talmud of the Baal Shem, says, we don't question how I could do such a thing. He's already done Tshuva. But how did he do it in the first place? So he's done, terrible thing is done tshuva. So don't think about it. No. But how did he get to there in the first place? So he says, because if a person works on levels of ruchnius, and he worked on it, and he hasn't made it real, he hasn't made a real change in himself, then what happens is, as soon as he leaves that level, he falls down lower than he was beforehand. So what he's saying over here is, if you see a Talmud Chacham doing an Aveira, how can it such Aveira? The Teretz is Al Tahara Achrov. It's not because he's a bad person, but Shema Osa Tshuva, maybe he's been working on that level beforehand, and that is why when he didn't make it practical, didn't make it part of him, he dropped. And that is why he did that Aveira greater than what they did beforehand. Because a person who works on something but doesn't make it an integral part of their actual growth, they actually fall down more than it was beforehand. So Al Tahara Achrov, don't think he's not such a bad person. In fact, he was working on himself, but he never made it part of him, and therefore that is how he fell down more than before. So we ask the question, how did Klal Yisrael, after the Shira, lose these tremendously high levels of Kedusha, and suddenly they end up over here, complaining about a bit of water? The Teretz is, it wasn't despite the fact that they had these levels of Kedusha that they ended up in those levels. It was because they had those levels of Kedusha. The higher a person gets, the greater a person reaches levels of spirituality, doesn't make it practical, that lower he's going to fall immediately after, he's going to get burnout. And that is something that it's because it was a natural response to levels of Kedusha, and not making it practical leads to burnout, leads to a person being actually completely... You saw that, Aaron? In the Siva Shalom? Yeah? that is the natural, the digression of what happens to a person. So what happens? So he says, what happened over here? So they came to this and they found the water, Kimorim Haim, the water, Ruchnius was bitter. Ach! It can't be bothered anymore. Another shir and another davening. You get to the Motzi Yom Kippur, right? You get to Motzi Yom Kippur, next morning Shachris. How does that Shachris look? Is that Shemona Esrei slower than it was in the Seres Meitshuva? Or is it faster? Be honest, right? You've bombed through that. You've done Yom Kippur now. You're burnt out. Because you haven't made it a change within yourself. Then what is Morim Haim? Now listen to this. What's Morim Haim? So I saw many, many Mephoroshans, 9 Matira, and Maril Diskin, and the Kerem Atzvi, and many people say, Kimorim Haim doesn't mean Kimorim Haim, that the water was bitter. Kimorim Haim because they were bitter. They couldn't drink the water, Kimorim Haim, because they were bitter. There was something wrong with them. Nothing wrong with the water, Morim Haim. He says, how is it that beautiful words of Torah, people hear droshes, And it, some people love the droshes, and they can't hear enough of it, and it's so geschmack, it's so beautiful. Torah, mesukim mitvash. And some people can't bear to hear a drosha. They can't, they have to run out of shul. He said, Moshel Mordov Adoyme, he says, you get a poor person.
Who says this?
Pekerem Atzvi.
Okay.
He said, you get a poor person who's been invited to a banquet, and there you have all the chefs standing there with their braised duck and lamb chops and finest wines and delicatesses, and he's waiting, came far too early, he's nothing to do the whole day, so he came to the ulam, and he sees everything, can't go into the thing, all the big covers are on, all the silver covers are on all the dishes, so he can't do anything, so he goes into the kitchen and he steals a loaf of bread and a handful of onions, and he fills himself up with his onions and loaf of bread, and he's full, he's absolutely full. It comes later on to the meal, and they offer him some some duck en orange with some poisson, right, and he vomits. Oh, mamish, he can't take it. So what's wrong with the food? There's nothing wrong with the food. You stuffed yourself full with such stuyot. You fill yourself up with such rubbish that you can't stomach such good food. He says, Kimarim Haim, when a person gets burnt out after levels of ruchnias, it's not any problem with the ruchnias. Kimarim Haim, there's something bitter within you. You've got the problem. You have the issue. And Kimarim Haim means they were bitter. The water was fine, they were bitter. How did it show itself? How did it manifest itself? How did Hashem prove to them to that point? That Kimarim Haim. There was nothing wrong with the water, something wrong with them. Listen to this. Brilliant, brilliant Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that stage says, after that, they put the bitter herb into the water, right? V'sham sam loy choku mishpot, v'sham asol. There they taught them the halachas of Shabbos, yeah? The halachas of Ben Adam Lechaveroi, and the halachas of Paraduma. Now let's just get back. Marim Haim, they were bitter. Why were they bitter? Because they had burnout. Why? They didn't make something practical. The most practical levels of living in this world is taking halacha, making a spiritual level of understanding who people are, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and working in Adam Lechaveri. That is most practical. Practical. Making a difference with Adam Lechaveri. So you can understand why I taught them dinim. So now, he said, you fell down. You lost levels of Kedusha from the Yamsuf. I will teach you some halachas if you come practical. What are these halachas? But I'm lachaveiroi. But he taught them also paraduma on Shabbos. What paraduma? Why paraduma is not relevant to now? Listen to this vort. The Mishnah says, Maril Diskin says this, the Mishnah says at the end of Perek Ches of Parah, part of the way of making the paraduma is that one has to collect water. Right? The water's got to be a certain water. It's got to be Mayim Chaim. It's got to be a certain water. If this water changed from its previous state of natural state originally started off with and has changed, the Mishnah says, Hamayim shenishtanu, water that changed, v'shinuyo machmas atzmon, but the change happened because of itself. In other words, it's a natural stage for it to change. Then kasherim, the water is kosher for paraduma, which means that if an outside source changed the water, something else came from the outside and poured in water or changed the whole makeup of water, that water is not kosher for paraduma. If he changed it, he put inside dye inside the water. Yeah, an outside source put in dye, then the water isn't kosher. But if the water changed within itself in a natural process, then it is kosher. Listen to this carefully. Brilliant vot. Says a Maril Diskin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught them Hilchus Paraduma. One of the halachas of paraduma is this very halacha, that if you come to a place and you find water, you can use the water on the condition that it hasn't been changed by outside sources. It is naturally like that. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring a takala to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not create a situation where halacha or natural circumstance will actually trip up a person. The Gemara teaches it in Kedushin. That's how we know that the bird that's sent away for Metzora is allowed to be used, because otherwise a person will find it and he'll use it for his own needs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not trip people up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to this brilliant thought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now takes this water and he changes this water. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches them Hilchus Paraduma. Now, what can happen in 50 years later, somebody comes to that very spot in Moro and finds water that he wants to use for the Paraduma? So, it doesn't say a big sign. there's a problem with this water, he'll use that water. So how could the Baruch Hu change the water to a situation where somebody else later on will use that water, will be possible for Paraduma? Either that wasn't in its natural state. And the water that's been changed is possible. So how could the Baruch Hu do this? The teretz is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, I'll teach you the halachas of Paraduma, and I'll teach you that I'm not changing anything within the water. Why? What was bitter? The water wasn't bitter. You were bitter. You had a problem within your mouth. You know, sometimes you have, you brush your teeth, right? And then you have a cup of orange juice. Oh, it tastes disgusting. Or grape juice. There's nothing wrong with it. You just brushed your teeth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them, Kimarim Haim, that they were bitter. And therefore this water hasn't changed from its natural sense. Just they were temporarily bitter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this in, this water, this stick inside it to change it back, to take over their illness. That is what happened over here. And that's why Shem Hilchus Paraduma, to prove the point, Kimarim Haim, that they were bitter. There's nothing wrong with Torah. There's nothing wrong with Ruchnius. You have a problem. There's something bitter within you. And that is the idea of Paraduma, where that teaches that a very halacha.
Didn't you say before that the stick was bitter?
The stick was a bitter stick that's put into the water.
So then the water would have changed. The water was fine, and now it's
bitter. No.
The water was always bitter.
So Kodesh Baruch made a nace, according to this pshat, Kodesh Baruch made a nace, that he got that the mouth, the bitter taste in their mouth was overcome. But the water itself hadn't changed. In other words, he got rid of their symptoms of the mouth ulcers. But nothing was changed in the water, as it were. Right? That is the concept of paraduma. If a person finds a problem with ruchnius, it's not because of the ruchnius, it's a problem because I never made it practical myself. And, you know, Balei Tshuva, it's a fantastic experience, the first Shabbos and the first Yom Tov, and then you bring up, and you chas, and you get married, and then it suddenly comes crashing down. It's because Asher Techvots, because you haven't made it part of you, you haven't made it practical. And if you do it, it's a problem with Morim Haim. But Ruchnius is perfect. The Chasson Sofer says more than that. The Chasson Sofer says that in a natural world, there's certain things that make sense. Yeah, but then you get the idea that suddenly doesn't make sense anymore. For example, every water, if you put it in, every liquid, you put it into a freezer, if you freeze it, yeah, what happens to it?
It freezes and expands.
No.
Or any other liquid?
Every liquid, besides water,
it becomes denser
and becomes smaller. Yeah, it contracts. Everything, besides water that doesn't contract, it expands. Explain that. Very difficult to explain. Very difficult to explain things like, why does a magnet attract metal and nothing else? It's difficult things to explain. I'm sure it can be, but it's difficult to explain. There's certain things that are very easily understood. Says Chasson Sofer, a very important point. He says, just like in the scientific world, there are certain things that we can explain and certain things we can't explain. In truth, it's a lack of our scientific knowledge why we can't explain it. If we knew a little bit more, we could easily explain to you why magnetic force attracts metal and nothing else. We could explain it. It's just a lack of our understanding. I'm sure many people can, but I can't explain it to you. He says in Ruchnius, it's exactly the same. In Ruchnius, there's many things we can understand that make sense. If you give Maisa, Asher, Aser, Bishvil, Shutis, Asher. If you give Maisa, Vimani, you'll become wealthy. That can make sense. Midah, Kenegan, Midah. You know what, do the money, Hashem will give you more. But why is it that if a person serves the Vodah Zohar, there won't be rain? Why is it that a person becomes impure and you take a paradum and makes you pure? How is it that Shatnas separates you from the Vodah Zohar? It doesn't seem to make sense. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Says Chasson Sofer, it's not because it doesn't work. It's not because it's impossible to understand. It doesn't make sense. It's a chesaron in us. We don't understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes allows us to understand things and sometimes doesn't give us the ability to understand things. But ultimately, it is all absolutely natural within the world that ultimately the way one performs mitzvahs creates a positive result and one does averus creates a negative result naturally within the system of the world's creation. Naturally. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to prove it over here. He took a bitter herb and he put it into water. Now why should this bitter herb make this water sweet? The teretz is sometimes two negatives within nature makes a positive. How does that work? We have no idea how it works, but that's the way it works. There are examples to this. So how, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu think of this? Because he didn't know. Says some Sefer, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, take this bitter herb and put it in the water. Naturally, it will turn sweet. How does that work? There's some things you don't understand, but that is the way the natural world works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to teach you a few halachas here. I want to teach you the halachas of Por Adumo. How does that work? How does that work? Moshe Rabbeinu perhaps understood. Shlomo Melech didn't. But that ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that the world, the way the world works, it's such a perfect synergy. It's such a perfect relationship between the way one follows mitzvahs and the good results, and the way chalila one does avarice with bad results, and if one doesn't understand that, it's kimorim hei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore taught us Pora Aduma, after he taught us that you put a bitter herb in, it naturally turns sweet. So too, it wasn't a big anase, it was natural. So too, it's just lack of our knowledge. So too, by avarice and with mitzvahs, naturally, through the world HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created, by doing mitzvahs, the world is a better place. And by doing avarice, it's different. And that's Peshat in the Pasuk. Look at the Pasuk. Vayitzak el Hashem, vayireyu Hashem eats. He showed him a stick. Vayashleich el hamayim. And he threw it into the water. Vayimtuku hamayim. And the water became sweet through this stick. A little bit different to the Maril Diskin, right? But it became sweet, because that's a natural thing. Shom! There, at that moment, some lay he put down into their understanding. Chok! What we see as a chok, something they can't understand, umishbot, is actually mishbot, perfectly understandable. Vishom, do you understand? A chok, something they don't understand, is the same as mishbot, it's just lack of understanding. Vishom niso, and from here, they're supposed to travel on through their life. Vayoyman, he said, im shumaya tishma, and therefore, if you listen, kol Hashem elekecha, if you listen carefully, vayosho be'einov ta'aseh, not what you want, what he wants. Vazantin says he listened carefully to his mitzvahs. Vashamato kol chukov. And he listened to all the chukim, everything he says, not only what you understand. Kolamach lo asher santi b'mitzrayim. Any illness that he put into Mitzrayim, lo osim alecha, I won't give to you. Kani Hashem refecha. I know. I am a doctor. I know exactly what's good for you, what's not good for you. Ruchnius is good for you. If you feel that you're let down by it, if you feel burnt out by it, kimorim heim. You're the one who's bitter. And that is why Por Adumo, according to Maril Diskin, is to show that this water, nothing changed in the water, there's a problem within themselves that Kodesh Baruch Hu took away. And that's what the Sam Sofer says, that everything in this world is so perfect that mitzvahs create results and avarice create results. Lack of it is a lack of our knowledge, not chalila, a lack within the Ruchnius itself. Why Shabbos? Why Shabbos? So Dinim understand, because that's what makes halachas practical. Por Adumo, we had different reasons why Por Adumo. Why Shabbos? Very interesting. As Zohar Kodesh brings down, that what was this stick? Says the Zohar Kodesh. Vayireyo Hashem eats. Hashem showed them a stick. Says the Zohar Kodesh. Do eats hachaim. That is the stick of life. Says the Zohar Kodesh. Di yantaran yuma de shabbata. That they should keep the days of Shabbos. So he said this stick that he put in was showing them where life can reach, and he gave them Shabbos. And that is why in Mora he gave them Shabbos. What's the idea behind this? We have spiritual highs. We have spiritual lows. And that's the way we're human beings. But every week HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunity to reach new levels of spirituality again on Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them this when everything was bitter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them an Eitz HaChaim. He gave them a tree of life. What is that tree of life, says Zohar Kodesh? He gave them a Shabbos. That a person is never left too long to fall and to fall and to fall and to fall until never he gets too far. Every week he has a Shabbos, so he can climb back into that level again and reach high levels again. But the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, Usfartem Lochem Mimokras HaShabbos. Usfartem Lochem is a Loshon of Sapir VeYalom. It's a Loshon of very, very precious stones. Usfartem lochem, when she makes sure it's precious, usfartem lochem, what should be precious to you is mimochras haShabbos, the day after Shabbos, not Shabbos. Shabbos is easy to be in a high level, but to take Shabbos into the week, umamachras haShabbos, to take those levels of spirituality and to make it a chayfetz, a part of us, to make it real. That is what Sfaratim lachem umamachras haShabbos, the day after Shabbos, when Shabbos is gone. That is what one has to focus on. You know, we say in Kiddush on Friday night, we say vayinofash. What's vayinofash? So Chazal say it's vay of the nefesh. Whoa, our souls got lost. You just making Kiddush Friday night. Enjoy Shabbos for what it is. Why start talking about making Kiddush on Friday night? Vayinofash. Oh, soon we're going to lose our Shomi Yisera. Enjoy when you have it. What's vay of the nefesh? The terrace is, the Balamusa all say, that when you're making Kiddush on Friday night, be aware that at this moment, that you're soon going to have the Shom Yisera taken away. And make sure you work on Shabbos to the extent that you make it a part of you. That when it does go away, you're walking away with something real for the rest of the week. Remember, while you're making Kiddush, be careful, Vayah of the Nefesh is soon going to go away. And make sure Sfaratem Lochem, that what's going to be precious to you, is a Machras HaShabbos, the day Shabbos goes away. That you're going to walk away from levels of spirituality with something real, something concrete that will make a difference. That you won't leave a Shiro, you won't leave a state of incredible spirituality that will be bitter in our mouths. Kimorim Haim. No, if we take a level, and we, like the Ramban says, and try and make it practical, try and make it real for ourselves, Halacha l'maisa, from this year, halacha l'maisa, you go to halacha. Try and make something real, try and make something practical to make a real, real change. Some as a milsa b'dechusa, the Regina Rebbe once, a man was brought to him, he was a very wealthy man in town, and he was a big machnas oirich. His wife and him would host huge tables on Shabbos, and Nebuch, his wife passed away, and he remarried, and he completely closed his doors. He didn't invite anybody into the house. So Rishon Regine called him in and he said, What's going on over here? You used to be such a machnas oirich, now what happened to you? He says, no, Rebbe, it's not my fault, it's my wife's fault. She doesn't want anymore. She's bitter, she can't take all these. So he says, oh, you know, it's Parshas B'Shalach this week. I want to show you a pasuk. He says, Vayavoyim moroso, v'liyoch lishto ismayim, mimoro. Yeah. They didn't drink. They didn't give to drink. You couldn't. Everything was bitter. He lost the kishmak of the mitzvah. Kimorim heim, because you know why? Because they themselves are bitter. Al kain koroshmo moro. He said, no, it's not me. It's my wife's name who's bitter. Yeah, it's my wife who's bitter. Al kain koroshmo moro. They called the wife bitter when they themselves were bitter. Don't blame anybody else. Blame yourself. Yeah, you're the one who's bitter. If you really had the geschmack of mitzvahs and made it a part of you, you'd be able to keep being consistent and do better and better. Yashikoyah.